Now you should have gotten to Acts chapter 13. And it says here, now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and they fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Paul and Barnabas for the work which I have called them. Then having fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them and they sent them away. Go away. But not in a bad way. They were sent out to start their missions journey together again. They were called to go out and reach the world. Now, these were experienced people. These were people that weren't just deadbeats having nothing better to do in the world than go off to the mission field because they couldn't accomplish anything in life where they were. God doesn't send the worst to the mission field. How beautiful are the feet of those upon the mountain who bring good news. Isn't that an awesome idea of the kind of people that God chooses to go to the mission field? How beautiful on the mountain are the feet of those who bring good news. They're not our worst. We don't send our problems to Nicaragua, although I've thought about it a few times. No, I'm kidding. You know, we send those who are faithful and diligent. And God has called our missionaries like Hector and Deanna, Angela and Greg, to go out into the harvest that is there in Nicaragua and to preach the good news and to touch lives and to bring Christ to a dark nation. And I want to encourage you that having fasted and prayed, do we fast and pray for our missionaries? Do we fast and pray for those that we sent out? Who's doing the fasting and the praying? Well, all of them are. The church that sent them out, as well as those who go. A lot of times we leave that service up to the missionaries themselves. Well, they're the ones who have to fast and pray. But I challenge you to fast and to pray and to keep them ever in your mind, ever in your heart as they go out for us. And so tonight, as Hector and Deanna are preparing to go back to the mission field, they're leaving for all intents and purposes. Tomorrow is their last day. They fly out early on Tuesday morning. I want to encourage you to pray for them. And as they come up, and as the elders come up, they're going to bring Nathaniel. He's going to try not to steal the show as much as possible. You better not start growling at me again, Hector. Hey. My deal right now, all right? You can have the show later. I want to encourage you that as they go out, and we're going to be praying for them in just a moment and anointing them with oil, and they've given up a lot. You know, they've gone through, this is the first time you guys got to see their son, isn't it? How old is he now? Nine years. 9 months without moms, grandparents to help them babysit, without somebody to say, hey, this is how you deal with this. And this is what you do when they won't stop crying. And this is what you do when they just look at you like they're weird or something. No help. Nobody there to tell them what to do. They've done that on their own. They had to give up a lot. They're Hector and Lourdes and Gary and Valerie had to give up a lot as their kids are down there serving the Lord and they don't get to see their grandchildren, their grandson. We give up a lot by not having Hector and Deanna here with us. So I encourage you to pray for them. I also want to challenge you to consider to support them financially. They go out and they serve and they don't work and they don't have odd jobs. Their entire time is spent ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want you to consider supporting them financially, supporting Deanna and supporting Greg and Nubia and Pastor Carlos and our facility there. And I want you to consider supporting them with a monthly amount, whatever it is, whatever the Lord puts on your heart. But consider supporting them. How could you say no to that face? But as we prepare to send them out tonight, we're going to anoint them with oil. Give him a double dose. Does it burn? No. Okay, he's okay. So just right where you're at, pray with me if you would over this family who's going out. So Father, as we come before you, we thank you for the Chavez family, Lord, who you have called according to your purpose. And Father, we pray that as they would go out, that your angels would be about them as they travel, that you would give them rest and peace. And Father, as they would go, that you would guide their steps and Father, direct their paths. Prepare the airplane even in advance, Father. Prepare the pilots and the flight crew and the passengers who are going to look at that baby and say, oh no. And Father, we pray for those who they're going to minister to, that you would soften the hearts, Father, that you would give them wisdom on how to minister, and Father, that you would open the doors of their hearts in advance, that as they would go, Father, that the harvest would be plentiful. And Father, as they go, we pray that you would even continue to use us to provide for their needs, Father, and that their finances would be met, that their health, Father, would be sustained, and that they would be able to work without getting sick, without getting hurt, without getting frustrated. Father, for the different ministries going on, that you would continue to bless them in all that they do. Father, that as they minister the word, that people would grow, as they preach the gospel, that people would turn their hearts to you, Father, as they minister the love of Jesus, Lord, that people would be healed. And as they go out, Father, we pray that you would use them in a mighty way, individually and as a family. Give Hector and Deanna wisdom with their son on what to do. Give them wisdom on how to train him up to be a godly man after your own heart. And Father, as they go, we pray that they would just shine with the love of Jesus Christ. And Lord, that all who look upon them would see you through them. So tonight, Father, we pray that you would touch their lives, touch their hearts, and we thank you for the opportunity to send them out from our midst. Father, that you have given us the wonderful blessing of having fruit such as these. So as we come before you, we thank you and praise you for the wonderful work that you're doing. And we thank you in advance for completing the work that you have started in this family, that you started in Nicaragua, and that you're doing here. So we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.